and it is the co-chairman, it's John Gibbons, and we start up in Norwich City and Michael Bailey from The Athletic. And Michael, it's one of those funny situations for Norwich where you win the game and the other team become the story. The manager has since lost his job, but it's a big win for Norwich in amongst this. Moves them up the table a little bit, and although it's hard at the moment because of everyone playing different amounts of games, it does throw Norwich a little bit more in there than they were.
Yeah, I think there's kind of two lines of thought, I suppose. There's the current picture as you look at the table and you think, well, they're only this far behind and, you know, there's four teams in it. But there is then the bigger picture of how do Norwich get to the points they need, which would keep them up because they're playing a massive amount of catch-up and the other teams do have games in hand. So I think if Norwich are to... I mean, and in the players and the staff, they still believe that they can do it. So that's a good starting point. Yeah. I think the supporters really do want to believe that as well. So to beat Everton, I think, was a necessity. I also feel like they've got to follow it up. You know, they probably do need to beat Watford as well. And Watford obviously play during the week too. So, but, you know, all you can do really is have a little bit of hope and that will make things a little bit more enjoyable for a little period. And, you know, it was great to see Norwich play the way they did against Everton and do what they needed to do.
So were Norwich good on Saturday with Everton bad, or was it, as ever, a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Everton certainly played their part because they lacked so much energy. And I thought only once Richarlison came on for the second half did they look like they had a lot more purpose about them. But Norwich were good. Norwich if you ignore the bit where the squad was absolutely decimated and the team was screwed with basically COVID and injuries and what have you, when they played at home under Dean Smith, they have been aggressive. They have made life difficult. They have created chances. And I think they've got the potential to make coming to Carrow Road a really awkward place, which then when you look at it, you know, they've got Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Burnley. There's someone else as well. I can't remember now who've all got to come to Carrow Road. You can feel that if Norwich can replicate that intensity of performance and add a bit of quality in front of goal, then they, you know, can pick up a few more wins between here and now, and that might make life interesting. So certainly there's enough promise there from what Norwich can do at Carrow Road, but that doesn't necessarily help them when they go to Watford on Friday.